This is New England Public Radio. A Western Massachusetts nomination for the state's parole board is making headlines, and not in a good way. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
It's great to talk to you again. Springfield District Court's Chief Prosecutor, Karen McCarthy, was nominated by Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker to serve on the State Parole Board. Now, the governor's council gets final say and held a hearing last week. Matt, as you reported, this was not a typical hearing. Not only were tears choked back, but there was also allegations of sexism. What happened?
Yeah, this was not a typical hearing. You're absolutely right. And I'm actually sorry to say that I missed this one, but was able to go back when we heard about what had happened and review the audio tapes from this hearing on Wednesday that went on for about 5 hours, and there was a lot of testimony, much of it in opposition to Karen McCarthy, who has practiced in the Springfield District Courts for many years, but a lot of it was not in opposition to her personally or her qualifications. There is a lot of a feeling among criminal reform advocates that the parole board is too heavily weighted towards law enforcement, and there are too many prosecutors already on the board. And that's where a lot of the opposition to McCarthy's nomination comes from. And we had at least four members of the 8-member governor's council tell her straight up at this hearing that they were not going to vote for her. And many of them caveated that by telling her that it had nothing to do with her. They just weren't going to vote for another prosecutor. And this led to her emotionally testifying in her own defense. She tried to make her case as she choked back tears. The counselor who presided over the hearing, Mary Hurley from East Longmeadow, who got to lead this hearing because McCarthy is her constituent, she broke down into tears at one point. It was really quite a wild scene, but McCarthy basically at one point, I think sensing that her nomination may be in peril and that she actually said she may not even want the job anymore or that she may withdraw her name from consideration, told the council that after listening to all the testimony against her and the counselors barely even giving her a chance to defend herself as a prosecutor, that she felt that things would have gone a lot differently had she been a white man.
So what's next for her nomination?
Well, as of Thursday afternoon, when I spoke to the governor's people, she was still a nominee. As far as I know, that has not changed. The vote's scheduled to take place on Wednesday. By my count, there is 4 votes against her, 3 votes in favor of her, likely, and there's 1 swing vote. Counselor Terrence Kennedy from the North Shore, he has said that he understands and agrees with the fact that the parole board is overly weighted towards law enforcement, but he said he was undecided on what to do with Karen McCarthy's nomination in particular. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not the council tries to send a message to the governor with this nomination that they'd like to see different kinds of nominees to the parole board, or if they deadlock and have Karen Polito, the lieutenant governor, break this tie.
We're less than a week away from the end of the fiscal year in Massachusetts. The governor filed a stopgap budget because the legislature hasn't passed a full year one yet. But we have a track record of late budgets, right?
We do. I mean, the last time that the governor actually signed a budget before the start of the new fiscal year, I think, was the FY11 budget back in June 30th of 2010, if our research is right. So it's been a long time. The governor did actually file an interim budget that would keep government open past July 1st in the likely event at this point that there is no budget in place. Those are typically passed without much controversy or opposition. And we know that Speaker DeLeo said that he's been told by his chair of Ways and Means that talks are progressing. He's hopeful. They started negotiations, the House and Senate, in early June, and didn't appear that there were a lot of major controversial differences in these two budget bills. So we're hopeful, and we are on budget watch this week.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶